Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Last night's Tarawih we recited Surah Al-Hujurat, Surah Qaf, the 26th para. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Another ayat, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابٌ رَحِيمٌ. Both these verses pertain to the tongue, the usage of the tongue, control of one's tongue. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ. Any word a person utters, any word a person speaks out, there is an angel appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is raqib, he is observing, he is waiting, he is all aware. And the moment this person utters this word, this angel records it. Atid means he is ready, he is prepared. So any word that we speak out immediately, whether it is good or bad, that angel records that word. And the other verse, وَلَا يَخْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. One should not make ghibat of his fellow Muslim brother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the example of a person eating carrion, dead meat of one's brother, which is smelling, it is rotten. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُ. No person likes to eat the carrion or any dead meat of anything, especially if it has to be the dead meat of his Muslim brother. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were two women who were complaining of spasms. They were having stomach cramps, they were fasting, and it was almost that they were going to die. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them to vomit into two bowls. Both did so, and they had filled the container with pieces of meat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this was on account of them having made ghibat of some person at the time. So although they were fasting, but because they made ghibat, this is the consequence of the wrong that they had done. Therefore it is mentioned that many people keep roza, but they gain nothing from their roza besides hunger and thirst. So the whole day they keep roza, the only thing they achieved was the fact that they remained hungry. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they get no reward whatsoever because they did not control their tongue. They made ghibat of people. They lied, they spoke lies, they cheated. They abused, they hurt somebody. They insulted some person. So therefore it is very important at all times to have complete control of one's tongue, especially in the month of Ramadan. Otherwise entire day we're keeping roza, and we can spoil it at the last few seconds of our roza. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned a hadith, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut. Whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and on the day of qiyamah. So these are two important things of iman. We have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also on the day of qiyamah, the existence of qiyamah, there is going to such a thing going to take place, it will be hisab, kitab, etc. So any mu'min believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he believes in akhirat, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا, he should either speak some good words, some kind words, some helpful words, assist some person. And if he cannot benefit any people by means of his words, by means of his talks, then he should rather remain silent. Many times we speak futile words. It may be permissible, those words, but we should always see, measure our words. As Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, pehle tol, phir bol. Weigh your words, measure your words. Think first what you are going to say, and then say those words. Jarhul kalam ashaddu min jarhi siham. The injury that is caused by means of one's tongue is more severe than that which is caused by an arrow or a spear. How often it has happened, a person has said something and he has hurt the other person, he's insulted the other person, and sometimes it's just in a joke. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and suddenly They were talking about Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, the other wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidina Aisha said, that short one, she said it in a very mocking way, referring to Safiya was short. You are talking about Safiya, the short one? You should just say the short one, as we say shorty. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so upset, he said, you have blurted out such words, that if these words have to be mixed with the oceans, then it will spoil the entire oceans. Like this, there are many, many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorting us to control our tongues. A sahabi comes to Rasulullah, give me some nasihat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amlik alayka lisanak. Have complete control of your tongue. In one hadith it is mentioned, مَنْ يَضْمَلِّي مَا بَيْنَ لَحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ رِجْلِهِ أَضْمَلْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Of course, through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave guarantee to a person of Jannat who controls his tongue and his private parts. These two limbs, the tongue and the private parts. Whoever guarantees Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa protection of those things, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guarantees that person Jannat. Sometimes a person says a few words without much consideration, without giving it much thought, and it may be a very good word. So that can take him to the highest position of Jannat. Although he had no real intention, but sometimes you may give some advice, you may say some kind word, some kalima tayyiba, some good word, although you yourself do not have much intention, or you didn't ponder the fact that this is a very good word. Despite that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the word that you said, and it was so good, and benefited some person, then Allah takes you to the highest position of Jannat. And the contrary, a person without pondering, he just said a simple word, yet the connotations, because it being so bad, it takes him to the ebb of Jahannam. Therefore, all the time, we should always think first, before we speak. In another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, لَا تُكْثِرُ الْكَلَامِ بِغَيْرِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Do not speak excessively, except with the dhikr of Allah. If there is anything you want to say in abundance, then make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only bring nur in your heart. Anything else, if you speak excessively, then it will make the heart very hard. And a person who's got a hard heart, then he is the most furthest away from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in one hadith that every morning when man rises, then every single limb, his hands, his eyes, his feet, they actually beg and they make a humble plea, or they plead to the tongue that please, we depend on you. If you are straight, then we will also be straight. If you are crooked, we will also be crooked. In other words, if the tongue begins to lie, then the hand might do something haram, the feet might take a person to some haram. If the tongue is evil, it will lead the other organs also, the other limbs of the body towards haram. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and give us a tawfiq, especially in this month of Ramadan, to control our tongues and not to make ghibat of any person. Once Sahaba were asked by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْغِيبَ? Do you know what is ghibah? So Sahaba say, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam, Allah and His Rasul know best. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the following words. Inshallah, if we learn these words, or ponder over these words, the very simple words, every day of our life, we will abstain from ghibat. ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ. You're mentioning something of your brother, you're talking those words of your brother which he dislikes. Had he been present, if he was standing there, if he was in your company, when you mention these words, immediately he will frown, you will hurt him, he'll feel insulted, he would not like it. So Sahaba asks, but if he is really guilty of that, for example, if a person is a drunkard, or is a drug addict, or is doing something haram, any sin for that matter, and your object is not to save somebody else from this person's evil. You are just talking amongst your friends and you are mentioning this evil of this person. Had he been present, he would feel hurt. So Sahaba asked, if he is really guilty of this, is it still regarded as ghibat? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes. That this is ghibat. ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ You're mentioning something of your brother which he dislikes. And if you have to mention something about your Muslim brother or sister which he is not guilty of, فَقَدْ بَهَتَّهُ فَقَدْ بَهَتَّهُ, then you have slandered him. And this is worse than ghibat. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day when we wake up, ponder and realize the entire day we are doing business dealings. Are we lying to the customer? It is mentioned the moment we speak a lie, the angels flee from us. They go very, very far away. Why? Because of the foul smell that comes out of our tongue. Now, we do not smell it, but the angels who are so pak and saf, and they only like things which have good fragrance. Therefore, we should not eat raw onions and come to the masjid, because we will burp, a foul smell will come out. You are giving taklif not only to the Muslim brothers in the salat, but even to the angels. So when we speak lies, the angels run away very far from us because of the smell that comes out of our mouth. May Allah help us to control our tongues, especially in these Mubarak days. If we make some sacrifice and practice in these days, inshallah, after the month of Ramadan also, Allah will assist us, inshallah.